the Conway Show. It is Monday. Yes, sir. Look at that.
Yeah.
All right. Crozier's back. Welcome back, little buddy.
Thank you, sir. Thank
you. Angel's out. Bellio's in. And Steph Aroni's in. So if you have a program, scratch Angel. Scratch. Angel's a late scratch. A veterinary late scratch. A steward scratch at the gate.
Steward scratch.
Yeah. And then add in Randy Fuller in for Angel. Randy. And then you got the whole team.
We got some breaking news on ABC7. A shooting at a police department in Rialto real quick.
Oh, what's going on there? Let's crank
expected
up the volume.
Minute, reporting live from Air 7 HD, I'm Chris Christie, ABC7 Eyewitness News.
Chris, thank you.
All right. We'll stay on top of that story. That's big news. We'll have the details on how that started everything. We're heard everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Kirstie Alley passed away. That's a huge story. The California Real ID, the deadline has been extended. And then 18 people were arrested in retail store swarm theft case. So we'll talk about all those things. We've got a lot of hours here. We've got 4 hours to fill. So take a deep breath. Looks traffic-wise, you'll be with us for a little while. So welcome to the program. We'd like to introduce the guy that saved a lot of lives, the guy that nobody hates, everybody loves. And we got more people emailing saying thank you for having Dr. Ray Kasheri on than any other guest ever. Ladies and gentlemen, a world-class pulmonologist, the pulmonologist of all pulmonologists, if that's a thing, I don't know. Dr. Ray Kasheri, how are you, sir?
Tim, I'm great.
Hey! Man, I go back to 2019 when you come back on.
You know, I'm glad 2019 is gone. Adios.
Yeah, right. But first of all, everybody wants to know how you've been. You're good. How's your health?
Everything is good. Yeah, good. Everything is good. I had a cold last week. I got to experience some of my own medicine.
Ah, okay.
Now everything is good.
As a doctor, I probably already know the answer. Are you capable of filling out a prescription pad for yourself?
Actually, yeah. Everything, but not for example narcotics or anything like that. But yeah, you can. You can give standard medication, antibiotics and things like that for yourself. But I didn't take anything that required a prescription.
Oh, okay.
I actually do the things I tell everybody else to do.
Panic?
I just, rest and hydration and, the things I tell everybody to do, that's what I did.
Yeah. So, you know what, doctor, a lot of people are getting this flu, and I didn't get the flu shot this year because they say don't get it unless you really feel great. You know, if you're feeling down or you think you have a cold or you're miserable, don't get the flu shot. You don't want to get, even further, make you further sick or the appearance of that. So I kept putting it off, and then bang. About 3 weeks ago, I got influenza A, and my doctor in Burbank said I was the first case that they've had in Burbank.
Ooh, I wish I would have talked to you. Tim, get the flu shot. Even now, you should get it.
Okay, I'll be right back. You talk with Crozier.
Yeah, who has not gotten the flu shot either?
Here is really going to be effective because, we have such an experience because of Australia. Australia had a bad flu season this year, and we know what's coming.
Yeah.
Because, for 2 years, we have very little flu, and we know that this year is going to be a bad flu year because it's just spreading because we had 2 years where nobody had the flu, and we know it's coming this year.
Right.
So the flu vaccine this year is quadrivalent, which means there's four types of influenza, two A's and two B's in it, and it's probably going to be very effective. I got it, for example, and I'd really recommend you get it.
Okay.
Even after you get it, it won't reach peak effectiveness for 3 weeks, but it's worth getting.
Oh my God! So not even so. Right around Christmas, it'll kick in.
Yeah. Were you real sick with A?
I didn't have AIDS. I had flu.
Yeah, I know, but influenza A.
Oh, A. I was. Yeah, I was pretty bad. I was out like three full days, I almost drove myself to the hospital. I felt like my organs were shutting down. I felt horrible, like the worst I've ever been.
Well, I'll tell you, now of the three things that are going around right now, RSV, COVID, and influenza, without a doubt, influenza is the most serious.
Yes.
And influenza is the one where the flu shot is probably going to be the most effective. So I would, if anything happens as a result of this call tonight,
get it.
The one message that people should get is go ahead and get the flu shot.
Okay, that's great.
And 79% of the cases are influenza A right now. So
wow.
Yeah, you're in the majority there.
What is the RSV? Is that something adults can get as well, or is that mostly affecting kids?
Well, it mostly affects kids and really little kids, but adults can absolutely get it from little kids.
Oh, no.
But most adults have immunity to it. But if for some chance you didn't get immunity, you can get it absolutely from the little kids.
Yeah. All right. Can you stay with us?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Dr. Ray Kasheri's with us. This is flu season. COVID's still out there. A lot of us are going to be traveling for the holidays. So you'll want to listen to Dr. Ray to listen to what you should be doing to stay healthy throughout this winter. This is going to be a bad winter for a lot of people, and Dr. Ray can walk you through it. What we've learned already from Dr. Ray Kasheri, world-class pulmonologist out of St. Joe's in Orange, is get that flu shot, man, of RSV, COVID, and the flu. The one you really don't want is that flu. I am living proof, man. Wipe me out.
Isn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong, and then Dr. Ray can obviously answer it too. But isn't it almost kind of like a guess thing that the flu vaccine that they put out every year?
Yes.
Where they're taking a guess. And I seem to remember a few months ago, I thought we had talked about that. They thought that they had guessed correctly this year with what the vaccine that they were making available for people.
Yeah. Well, we'll come back and we'll ask Dr. Ray that exact question. That's a great question. All right, let's talk about advanced hair. Yes, yes, last couple of things have taught us one thing. It's the value of the things you can control, and addressing hair loss is no exception. Advanced hair can reverse years and even decades of hair loss with a simple one-day treatment. Your own natural hair begins to regrow the very next day, and it's all backed by the Advanced Hair Guarantee. Works for bald spots, receding hairlines, thinning hair, men, women, younger, older, wiser. No wonder it worked for me. So top-rated physicians at Advanced Hair have improved the lives of tens of thousands of people. People just like you and I who desire a full head of hair. So schedule your free consultation. Don't wait. Phone them up right away. 844-333-HAIR. Get 250 free hair grafts and $250 off. It's huge. Do what I did. Value things you can control and start regrowing your own natural hair today with Advanced Hair. That's 844-333-HAIR. Before and after photos might help you make your decision. And they can be viewed right there at advancedhair.com. We continue with Dr. Ray Kasheri, who's a world-class pulmonologist. Before we went into a commercial break, Crozier had a question for you. Is it sort of guesswork in a lab coat every time they come up with these flu shot?
Yes, it is. And a couple years ago, they didn't do very well. They only hit at 30%. But usually they hit around 50% accuracy. But this year, we know they hit it really well. They hit like 90% accuracy. Now, here's how we know that. Because the flu's already hit in Australia. And based on how the flu hit in Australia, they had like a 90% accuracy down there with the flu shot. Mm. So that's why we know it's really good this year. And here's the other thing, Tim. This is why I recommended you still get the shot. In any given flu season, there can be multiple strains of the flu. So you can get the flu twice in flu season because it can be another strain.
A bummer guess.
That's why you have to go get the shot, even though you've had the flu once already.
All right. Please. Bumming me out, man. It's Monday. all right. So get the flu shot. But of RSV, COVID, and the flu is one you don't want, and the flu is easy to get the shot for.
That's the best one to get the shot for, especially this year. Yeah. Now, RSV, there is no shot.
Nothing.
And RSV for adults is not going to be that bad.
Oh, okay.
But for kids, it can be bad, little kids.
It'd be
like
deadly.
Yeah. Older kids do okay with it, but the little kids, it's not good.
Where are we with COVID? I know you track it and you follow it. You're a pulmonologist, so it's right up your alley. Do you think this is going to be a bad winter, or you think we're pretty much past all of the mask wearing and the craziness?
We're doing pretty well with COVID. You know, we're still dealing with Omicron. There hasn't been a whole big shift to something new. We're still dealing with BA5. There's some new variants off of BA5, but they're not radical. So the people who got BA5 last year still have some immunity to it.
Oh, good.
And what we're seeing is there are cases, but those cases aren't severe. And the hospitals are crowded right now, but they're not crowded with COVID. And actually, they're not even really crowded with influenza or RSV for adults. What they're crowded with is everything else. They're crowded with diabetes. They're crowded with disease. They're crowded with all the stuff that goes on in Southern California.
But is that just the result of us not taking good care of ourselves over the last couple of years?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And, you know, I worry about the Christie Alley thing because, you know, people stopped getting cancer checkups because of COVID. And I wonder if that might have been a problem there.
Yeah, Christie Alley passed away. But let me ask you a quick question, because a lot of people right now are listening and they think they have cancer, you know, just because they heard the term today. But is there an overall cancer test you can take that will detect any type of cancer by, you know, kidney, blood, you know, liver? Is there one test for everything in your body?
Actually, no, there is not. People are working on that. There are
blood. Let's get moving on it.
But but it doesn't exist. You know, people have gone to jail because they say they have such a test, and it's been false. Those claims are not accurate.
So how many tests would you have to take before you consider yourself completely, you know, free of cancer?
Well, there are lung screens with X-rays, and there are abdominal screens, and, you know, there's urine screens for kidney. You can do some pretty good screening. You know, the major ones that we can screen for are cervical, colon, lung, and breast. Those are the ones that we can screen for pretty well right now.
What are the early symptoms of any of those or all of them?
You know, the early symptoms are non-existent, and that's why we have to do screening.
Oh, wow. All right.
See, that's the problem.
So you can find out you have it, and then 3-4 days later, you can pass away.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
so really, that's why we do screen, because the screen can pick things up way before you have any symptoms. So for the ones I just mentioned, we can do screens, and they're pretty effective. So you go to a doctor. That's the whole concept. You go to a doctor, and they can order those screens.
I see. You know, my dad had, I think it was pretty early on where he had either rectal or colon cancer. I think it was colon cancer, but very, very, very early on, where it was just an outpatient procedure, and he went home, you know, that day. But I remember being at Cedars-Sinai with my dad, and he was, you know, he was on a gurney, and he was in the waiting room to get into the procedure. And the doctor said, look, you know, things are going to go well, but you never know what happens during surgery. So why don't you all just go in and tell your dad how much you love him and give him a pep talk? So my stepmother goes in. She comes out hysterically crying. My stepsister goes in. She comes out crying. My sister goes in. She comes out crying. And all three of them are hysterically crying. I go in, and I said, hey, Dad. I said, all three of them are crying out there. Can I trade places with you? And he goes, not on your life. He'd rather go in and have radical surgery than sit out with three people hysterical.
You had a great family.
Isn't that great, man? He grabbed both sides of the gurney and goes, not on your life, Ben. Oh, it's great. Dr. Ray, we always appreciate you coming on. So your advice right now is get the flu shot, get the flu shot, get the flu shot.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, people don't need to panic. There are a couple things to think about. Oh, you know, one other thing I wanted to talk about,
because
there's all this mask hysteria again. You know, let's just go through a quick mask refresher. Do we have time?
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Yeah. First thing is, there's no reason to wear a mask outside unless you're really working close together with people and there's someone right up against your face. Because when you're outside, there's a lot of ventilation, and maybe if it's daytime, there's sunlight. So give your ears and your face a break and breathe when you're outside. So that's number one. All right, number two, cloth masks don't work. All right, so that's number two.
Okay.
Number three, surgical masks work if you get the kind that are heavy duty. You know, get the heavy duty surgical masks and don't touch them. Put them on and don't touch them, because if you keep touching them, then they get they get whatever on your finger, and now you're breathing that in all day long. So don't do that.
Okay.
Number four, the mask has got to fit. Fit it tight around your nose so that there's no air leaks. All right. Number five, the best masks are N95 masks, and if you can find them, wear them. And clean and keep them clean and change them every day. All right, that's the mask situation. If you feel more comfortable wearing a mask, wear a mask. I don't wear a mask right now. I go into public places. I don't wear a mask. I don't think it's necessary. I feel comfortable not doing that. But other people do wear a mask, and that's fine. That's what they feel comfortable doing, and that's fine for them. Right. So that's my mask update.
Thank you, sir. Hey, by the way, what is it that prevents doctors and nurses from getting wiped out? The doctor I go to must see 20 people a day who have flu or COVID or rickets or scurvy or something, and they all seem to survive it. How do these doctors and nurses not come home with something, you know, deadly every night?
You know, that is a really good question, and it's because I think because we get exposed to things in minor doses and we build up antibodies over the years. I think that's the true question.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's interesting.
We're trying to be careful. We wear masks. We have good ventilation systems in our offices. In my office, if I have a patient who's infected, I wear a mask in my office.
Right.
And, honestly, I've taken care of respiratory patients for 40 years, and I had 3 days of bronchitis in 40 years.
Wow, man, you are a gambler. I love that. That is great, man. You know, George Carlin used to say that when he was a kid, he would swim in the Hudson River and watch feces and dead bodies roll by. So, man, he didn't get anything when he got older.
I wouldn't recommend that one.
He was immune to everything, man. Everything. Dr. Ray, thank you for coming on. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your beautiful family and all your 20 daughters. And we'll catch you next year.
Tim, same to you. And, it's been fun talking to you.
Thank you, sir. You're the best. All right. Dr. Ray Kasheri out of St. Joe's in Orange County.
The man knows his
stuff. That guy.
Man, he's awesome.
Yeah, he really is. Man, that guy's the best. So, no mask outside. No cloth masks don't work. Surgical masks do work. Make sure the mask is tight. Get an N95 mask and keep it clean. Don't touch it. And that is your mask update.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. They say that the average human being touches their face 60 times an hour.
Yeah.
Every minute. Man, we are going to be wiped out. All right. Well, there's a way to start on Monday, right? Saving people's lives. Well, let's talk about Morongo, right? There's a great diversion for you, a great escape from reality. Head on out to Morongo. Man, they always have something cooking for you up there. They're always planning something new. And this is no exception, right? Start 2023 with a whim. Book your New Year's stay now. No stress, no mess Christmas. You can get yourself a turkey or a ham or a prime rib with 8 sides for one special price. Order your food at MorongoCasinoResort.com. And then Tony will be there. Live February 11th. Get your tickets now. Belly and I should go to that, right? And just scream out, David, Tony. Yeah, I love that. Your points, your choice. Pay for dining, gifts, and the best price gas around. Pay with your rewards points. 15 days of Christmas giveaway. Earn 500 points on your rewards card and get that day's gift for free. Monday through Friday. That's today, the 1st through the 21st. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Conveniently located off the I-10. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo. Good time. Kirstie Alley passed away. That's bad news. She was great. She was in Cheers. She was in Drop Dead Gorgeous. And Terms of Endearment. California Real ID, deadline extended to May of 20.
She wasn't in Terms of Endearment.
Yeah, she was Jack Nicholson's love interest, the younger one. Remember, she.
You mean Deborah Winger?
I'll look that up.
Yeah.
California Real ID, deadline extended to May 2025. Why don't they just extend it to May 30-35, right? They extended 2 years every 2 years. And then Hertz is going to pay $168 million to settle 364 claims related to the company falsely reporting rental cars were stolen. You know, you bring your car back a day or two late, but you've called to tell them and they forgot to enter the information in, and then they pull you over and arrest you for a stolen car and maybe give you the business because you don't realize, you know, what's going on. And you're like, hey, this car isn't stolen. And then you get into an argument with the cops. And then the cops pull out their nightstick and give you a couple taps. That's possible.
Wow, that was a lot.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible that happened. Look, if they're paying $168 million, somebody got wrapped up.
Somebody's getting a nightstick.
Yeah, somebody got that mahogany shampoo.
I forgot about that phrase.
I know. Isn't that crazy? You know, another one I like is when somebody gets tased, riding the lightning.
Riding the light.
That's great. But can you imagine working in a business like, you know, cops do where you know, I don't know if they use that term or not, but riding the lightning is a real possibility. Like three or four times a day, you might have to tase somebody. Isn't that wild? Like around here, you know, I'd never like ask Aaron Ben Moshe something and she got crazy to the point where I had to tase her. You know?
Not yet.
Yeah, right. Or Stefoosh or Bill in sales. Nobody's got that crazy with me. But when you work as a cop, people get that crazy with you all day long.
Every cop wakes up every morning and goes, I might have to tase somebody today.
I might have to tase somebody today. Don't tase me, bro. But they might have to tase me up. I don't know. Somebody online said this, and I wish I knew who it was. I'd give him credit. But it was a kid driving down south in Georgia, and he slowed down for a stop sign, and then he kept driving. New York kid, driving around Georgia. I think he's going to see his mom or his grandmother. And he slowed down almost to a crawl, almost stopped, and then started, you know, going again. And the cop pulled him over and said, hey, you didn't stop at that stop sign. I'm giving you a ticket.
Right.
And the guy said, yeah, but I slowed down to, like, almost nothing. I mean, isn't that something? And the Georgia cop pulled him out of the car. Jeez. And started beating him with a nightstick and said,
come on.
You want me to start? You want me to stop or just slow down?
Oh.
And he goes, oh, I get it. Okay.
Right. Now I understand.
Yeah, right.
So a guy from New York was in Georgia and pulled a California stop and got beat up.
That's right. That's right. And yeah, and he thought slowing was the same thing as stopping. And the cop was like, you know, while he's beating him up, he's like, want me to slow down or stop? Okay, I get it. Why don't we stop? And he always stopped after that, right? And it was a quick lesson for that chap. But this Christy Alley thing, man, that really threw me. My wife told me that she had passed away, and I really loved her. I thought she was great. I thought she was really a really great lady, a great actress, very funny woman, who sort of, you know, wasn't the normal actress. She spoke her mind about, you know, politics and about the way things are in Hollywood. And yet, also very, very, very funny woman.
We have some breaking news at this hour. We're told that actress Christy Alley has died of cancer.
Alley's children announced her passing on social media, writing in part, "We are sad to inform you that our incredible, fierce, and loving mother has passed away after a battle with cancer, only recently discovered. Our mother's zest and passion for life, her children, grandchildren, and her many animals, not to mention her eternal joy of creating, were unparalleled and leave us inspired to live life to the fullest, just as she did."
Well, Alley is known for her breakout role as Rebecca Howe on Cheers. She was also in a string of hit movies, including Summer School, Shoot to Kill, It Takes Two, and Drop Dead Gorgeous. Christy Alley was 71 years old.
What's the volume in the background? Are they people panicking at the hospital where she passed away? Or
I think it was an overlap of...
Of a movie?
Like a live feed that they were covering with the breaking news.
Oh man, people going crazy.
Well, Alley is known for her breakout role as Rebecca Howe on Cheers. She was also in a string of hit movies, including Summer School, Shoot to Kill, It Takes Two, and Drop Dead Gorgeous. Christy Alley was 71 years old.
Oh, man.
Or could that be her on the red carpet and people...
Oh, maybe that's it.
That's what I think
I was thinking it was like a crowd thing, like either like red carpet or maybe when she got like a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame or something like along those lines.
Yeah, it did sound like a lot of paparazzi. I think that was something.
Steve and Gregory and I were talking about some of the things we remember first seeing her in the 80s. And I remember that she was in... She was in that mini series called V about aliens coming to Earth, and they had like lizard faces, and they had, you know, and she was like the leader of the bad guys, and he remembered her from HBO's First in 10 shows, like a fictional thing about a pro football team, and that's when, right after that, was when she got into Cheers.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So now, who is she married to? Wasn't she married to a big actor?
Parker Stevenson.
No.
The Hardy Boys.
Yeah, that's who she was married to.
No, she's married to like Bruce Willis. Mm. Wasn't she?
No.
Who's Bruce Willis married to?
Demi Moore.
Oh, Demi Moore. I get those two mixed up.
Was it Demi or Demi?
I get that mixed up.
Demi.
Is it Demi?
Demi Moore? Demi Moore? Demi Moore? I don't know. Moore? Right? I thought, I got that mixed up. I thought she was married to Bruce Willis. But she wasn't in Terms of Endearment, huh?
I think that was Deborah Winger.
That was Deborah Winger. Unless you're talking about Shirley MacLaine.
All right, Deborah Winger. I get mixed up. Deborah Winger with Shirley Jones. No, wait a minute.
The Partridge Family?
No, Deborah Winger with Kirstie Alley. And then, real quickly, because I'm having a brain fart. Who is married to Bruce Willis?
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore. Okay. Those are all like the same kind of person, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Late 80s, early 90s, big chick star, brunettes.
With the same raspy voice? A little.
Yeah, raspy voice. Yes. That's probably
Yeah,
true.
Deborah Winger does that. Yeah, you're right. All three of them do.
All right. See, when I go to the movies, I'm usually, my eyes are closed. I'm usually asleep. So I just pick up voices. And I heard the same voice in Kirstie Alley, Deborah Winger, and Demi Moore. Mm-hmm. And I heard the same. Was it Demi Moore, I think, was the one who had passed out, and they called the ambulance
the
for
Whippets.
Her? Yeah.
From L.A.
Yes.
and the Beverly Hills
right,
zip code.
Yeah, she called 911 and said, hey, my mom's really sick. We're in Beverly Hills. So they transferred to Beverly Hills Police Department. And then, or dispatch, and then Beverly Hills is talking to her, and they're like, no, that address is not in Beverly Hills. We're transferring you back to L.A. And you're like, well, I need to get somebody on the phone. My mom is really neat. You know, they were panicking. Meanwhile, you know, they're going back and forth, transferring to Beverly Hills, back to L.A., or L.A. to Beverly Hills, back
when
to
was
L.A.
This?
It's like 8-9 years ago. So what I concluded was that they had a house that was on the border of Beverly Hills. And they told their kids and everybody that they lived in Beverly Hills their whole life. And so when the kids called 911 to get help from mom, it's actually in L.A. It's not in Beverly Hills.
Mm. It was 2012.
Was it 2000? It was 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. But I remember that 911 call. Man, they couldn't figure out where this woman was. You know, whether she was in L.A. or Beverly Hills. Turns out she was in L.A. But they told everybody they lived in Beverly Hills. Maybe they thought they lived in Beverly Hills. I don't know. Don't hang out with that crew. But Deborah Winger was great in Terms of Endearment. Kirstie Alley was great in Cheers. And then Demi Moore was great in everything she did. She was like one of those like 1980s.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Yes. Would you like me to give you a certificate for $1,300 off LASIK? Of course you would. Well, it's only for KFI listeners. Excuse me. Only from Dr. Manger at Saddleback Eye Center. So you want a certificate for $1,300 off LASIK. Done. Got it. It's only for 10 KFI listeners who actually schedule a free LASIK exam. That's the same LASIK exam I got. And then I got the procedure. I went in on Wednesday to get the exam. And then I went on Friday at the procedure. And, man, I was seeing like gangbusters. By Friday afternoon, I was like back to 18, 19 years old again. Seemed like an eagle. So the certificate for up to $1,300 off LASIK. And it's only good for 10 people, $1,300 LASIK discount certificates. You must be one of the first 10 callers. Good luck, right? Got to be one of the top 10 callers right now. 866-559-4444. 866-559-4444. 866-559-4444. You know that story that came out last week about Good Morning America, the anchors? Amy Robach and T.J. Holmes, they were having a secret affair, and then they both got divorced and married each other or dating each other. Well, they got yanked off the air. I guess it's too much of a diversion for the listeners. My listeners couldn't handle it that they were, sleeping together. So, ding dong with them. All right, the World Cup. We are out of the World Cup. So no more World Cup updates from the station. Sorry. Could barely get my interest up when the U.S. was in it. And now that it's, Brazil and Ghana, or who was in it today? Who'd they play, Korea? I think Brazil played Korea. I don't know. Just it's, you guys enjoy it. Whoever likes, if you love soccer, God bless you. All right, a swarm of arrests, 18 people arrested by LAPD's finest in these swarm thefts.
18 people are now in custody in connection to a spree of retail thefts at four LA stores last week. Officials say they swarmed stores in groups wearing hoodies and masks, then raced out with armfuls of merchandise. They could be connected to 14 other recent robberies.
14 other ones, wow. All right, how about some sports news? Right. Now we can get back into talking about Dodgers, Lakers, Kings. What else is out there? Rams, Chargers, Clippers, Ducks. Missing anybody? Angels. Right. Those are all local teams. The Dodgers have re-signed Kershaw. And so it looks like Kershaw will be staying with the Dodgers.
And now the Dodgers are bringing back one of their all-time greats, and everybody's happy about that. The Dodgers have finalized a one-year, $20 million deal to bring Clayton Kershaw back for a 16th season.
Wow.
Three-time Cy Young.
16th season. Let's see how much he's going to make.
The three-time Cy Young Award winner went 12-3 with a 2.28 earned run average just last year.
It just feels great to come back. You know, I just felt like this is where we needed to be, this is where we want to be, and just feels like we're not done yet. You know, the way we ended stuff last year, and just feels like we got another run in us.
So he signed, I think it's a $20 million deal. $20 million. And Trey Turner signed an 11-year deal with the Phillies. Good for him. He's a great baseball player. Lousy in October, but great up until October. And he signed an 11-year deal with the Philadelphia Phillies. So they're going to be tough next year. They were already good without him. And, man, they're just going to they're going to be really probably the odds-on favorite to win it all. All right, there was a Reseda hiker that got attacked. And they're urging caution for hikers, and they're searching for this guy. You know, the one thing where you always feel like you're safe, the only thing that's going to jump up and grab you is maybe a coyote or a snake or a bear, is when you're jogging or you're walking through a trail, because all the people up in the mountains that have something similar to you and they want to get out and exercise and walk around, very few a-holes in that crowd. The people that go up to Griffith Park and walk around or whatever that park is up on Coldwater and Mulholland, people go up to that park and
I always hear things like Mint Canyon's a big hiking place and other places like that. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And when you're either climbing or walking with other people, there are very few terrific a-holes. You know, they're always really pretty cool people you run into. And you always say hello on a trail and, good vibes.
Do you do that? Do you do the hiking trails?
No,
and stuff like that?
No. I just heard.
Yeah, because all the people that I hear that do that stuff, hey, have a party.
Yeah, they all like the
week. And they all kind of walk around like they're all in this little club. Oh, you got a Mint Canyon today? But like you say, none of them seem like they're beeholes or anything like
right.
that.
Yeah,
but
none of them.
There definitely is this vibe of we're in this little club.
That's right. Well, one guy is now nasty with everybody.
Oh.
Yeah.
Johnny Zamora rarely hikes without this.
I always carry pepper spray.
As well as Venus by his side.
She's my protector, too.
And for the 15 to 20 years...
Nah, this guy sounds odd. He's named his dog after a big porno shop in North Hollywood. Venus.
Spray.
As well...
I think that's what... But before the show, Stephanie told me that. But you drive a lot of people with the Uber to Venus?
Me?
Yeah.
No, not often.
Okay. But that's what it is. It's a big,
not often, but
big
hey,
porn store happens, yeah. in North Hollywood.
Spray.
As well as Venus by his side.
She's my protector, too.
And for the 15 to 20 years, he's been hiking these trails off Mulholland.
I'd keep an eye on this guy.
She's my protector, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not the voice of a guy I want to have a long conversation with.
And for the 15 to 20 years he's been hiking these trails off Mulholland Drive, the thought of someone being sexually assaulted here seemed out of the question.
It was kind of unbelievable because it's so beautiful out here, so quiet.
But that's what LAPD says happened here 2 weeks ago. Signs posted at the beginning of the trails now warning people of what took place. Police say at noon on November 21st, Police say at noon on November 21st, a man approached a woman hiking from behind, forced her to a secluded area, and sexually assaulted her.
He is described as a male, white or Hispanic, who is 30 years of age and has a 2-inch scar on his right forearm.
Detectives say the suspect also had a knife on him but didn't use it during the crime. That's pretty much all they have right now and are asking witnesses to come forward.
I know you want a lot of answers. We don't have a lot of answers.
In the meantime, hiker safety is also a top priority.
Main advice from police is to try and hike with someone if possible. Also, always have a charged cell phone on you.
Yeah, it's always 3D House of Flat advice. You know, it's always dead on advice. You know, it's advice that you would never leave the house without any of this stuff. But they seem to want to tell you over and over what to do, right?
Also, always have a charged cell phone on you.
I see. Right. So if you're walking up the mountains alone and the sun's going to go down, have a cell phone with, you know, something more than 8% on it. Okay.
But for some other tips, we spoke to some hikers here that had some pretty good advice.
If something happens, scream, you know, because there's a lot of people around.
Always tell someone where you are, and when you get done, message them and let them know that you're done and back inside your car.
All right.
Especially for women.
Experienced hiker Despina De Mesquita, who has...
Wow!
That's a fantastic name!
That's a walk-off home run of all names, man.
Hiker Despina De Mesquita.
Wow! Man, I gotta meet this woman.
Despina?
Despina's a woman, I think.
Despina De Mesquita, who...
Wow, that's great!
Who has always...
Felt very safe here.
Just discovered she has more protection with her than she previously thought.
Made a joke about the poles, but these are actually a really good weapon if need be.
Police say the only credible witness to come forward so far is the victim herself, so they're asking anyone that was there hiking off of Mulholland Drive on November 21st that might have seen something to come forward.
There you go. All right, be careful if you're jogging out there. A-holes have reached you, right? Every corner of this city, we got them now. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640.